Hello, everybody. It's Nico with today's Thought Load. Today I'm going to be talking about permaculture. Now, in the past, I've talked about some of these topics, but I wanted to go into a little bit more in depth because I'm actually in the process of designing a garden myself, designing different aspects of my property, and I wanted to share some basic design principles that can help you understand how to manage your property. And these are fairly simple, but I'm going to go in depth a little bit so you understand exactly what it means when I say these three things, these three, I don't know, areas, guides, whatever you want to call it. So the three areas I'm talking about are water, access, and structures. And in the course I took, that's kind of like a mantra that permaculturists should be saying to themselves whenever they look at a property for the first time. Where do we want the water? Where is it going to go? How much do we need to hold? How much do we need to collect? How much water do we need to prepare for given how much it's rained in the past 100 years? Like, what's that 100-year rain event that we need to prepare for? For access, what types of machines do we need to use? Do people need to move along the property? How can we set up those paths of access to make it easy to harvest? And the last is structures. So where's our home? Are we going to build a chicken coop? Do we need a barn? Do we need to have a place for cattle? Do we need, what else did I write down here? A shed, mulch pits, a pig pen, whatever it may be for you. If we design a property in that order, looking at water first and then access and then structures, it really helps us figure out where to put things, but it also creates an efficient system where everything's working together. So I want to go a little bit more into detail into each of those. I kind of mentioned a few things already, but here's what I'd urge you to think about when it comes to water. So first, wherever you're located, there should be records that indicate or show an average amount of rainfall a year. Make sure you understand that number, because then you'll be able to calculate how much water you can store, how much water you need to store, depending on if there's a long drought season or dry season, or if you have tons and tons of water. Maybe you don't need to collect as much. You can store it in a pond or something along those lines. But the other important part here is that 100-year rain event. And the reason why is because you want your water systems to be able to withstand that 100-year event. Part of that is designing overflow sections. So whenever, let's say you have a pond, and the pond normally drains off of one end. Well, if you have that 100-year rain event, that may drain from a different area, or the water may swell up enough to where the water goes somewhere else. Understanding that as you're designing, or when you put in that pond or whatever it may be, is critical to making sure that your pond or water structure and water management can actually handle everything that you want it to. The last thing you want to do is to design or build a water collection system only for it to be destroyed by a hurricane or some major rain event that you hadn't anticipated. All of that stuff is in either the internet or local municipality records or things of that nature. So do some research and figure out how much it's going to rain on average per year, and what's the most it's rained in your area for the past 100 years. And with those things, again, you can understand how much you need for your garden. When you understand where the water's going to flow, you can start to figure out where to put certain plants or structures or different things like that. But the next step after you figure out water is access. Now, access does not simply mean, where am I going to walk on this property? Yes, that is part of access. But access also includes, do you need to get equipment, heavy machinery onto your property? Do you have animals that need to roam and move about the property? How will they do that? Do you need to have footpaths simply for walking and enjoying the property? And where will those go? And once you understand where those paths, where those access routes need to be, then you can start to design them because you already know where water is and where paths should or should not go. And there's a few subtle details that they teach in permaculture that can help you design water access on top of swales or right next to water systems and things like that. There's all sorts of little tiny things that you can do to create footpaths and make it easier to access. But those are the other things to think about. Do you need to build a pool? How are you going to get machinery back there, right? Or in the front yard or wherever you decide to put it. And the other aspect of access, when we're talking about smaller gardens or smaller places to manage, is how can we create footpaths or places where we can walk, where we can reach everything easily without having to like walk around the other side of the garden or, you know, jump over certain plants or step into the garden itself. There's always different ways to design footpaths to be able to harvest easily. And what that part of this whole design process does is it cuts down on the time that it takes to do the harvesting, to do other things, right? If you have one footpath where you can harvest everything in a small garden, it's not going to take you as long if you had, as opposed to if you had to only pick from the edges and then maybe work your way into the middle and move plants out of the way to get something. Obviously, one of those is a lot more efficient than the other. So creating those access paths to help make work easier and help things flow easier throughout your property is a critical element of permaculture design. And the last part of this is structures, okay? Now, where would those structures be located? And this could be stuff like your house, chicken coop, shed, like I said, mulch pits, swales, pig pen, stable, barn, beehive, if you have a windmill, things like that. Those are all different structures that are going to play a role in how your property works together. Now, an important question to ask in the design phase when you're thinking about structures is, will any of these structures create noise? And that's, I think, an important part of certain aspects of design that people miss sometimes, is whenever people are putting in a chicken coop, they may think, I want this closer to the house so it's easier to manage and things like that. But roosters are going to wake you up in the morning if it's too close to the house. If it's too close to your neighbors, it may wake them up. And so figuring out the right place for all of your structures is very important. And you also have to consider noise. Now, on top of that, something that structures usually can do is collect rainwater. So if it has a roof, if it has a flat surface, you should be able to collect rainwater off of that structure. So how does that play into where your water already is in the process or where you're designing it to go? Is there a way that you can move some of that water or pour it into a pond if you already have what you need? Those are some small things to consider with structures. And the other thing there is like orientation to the sun, making sure that if you have a chicken coop or a barn or a place where animals are living, that they're not exposed to full sun and they actually have some shade where they can cool off as well. So if you're designing something in your property, I would urge you to ask yourself these three questions. Figure out water, access, and structures, and really dig deep into figure out where you need each different aspect so that you can have the easiest time managing your property. once you do, things will start to develop. You'll be able to figure out what types of plants you can put in certain areas. And I would urge you to check out my other permaculture thought loads and recordings so you can learn more about what to think and how to choose certain plants for your property. But with that, hopefully that gives you an idea of what to think about whenever you're designing your own garden or designing your own property. And I want to leave you with a quote from Bill Mollison. He wrote the Permaculture Designer's Manual that I used for the course that I took. And he says, extra work is the result of an input not automatically provided by another component of the system. Think about that for a little bit. Hope you enjoyed this thought load. Stay tuned next week for another thought load. And as always, begin the duel, win the day.